The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Do you know what I want to talk about? Is die mense wat in jou woonbuurt bly. Mense wat jy nooit ontmoet het nie, maar hulle het 'n bynaam. So either you give them a bynaam because of their constant participation on the WhatsApp group. You know that that's why I said the curtain twitcher. Daai een wat sê, there's an unknown so-and-so walking down the block. Dan is dit iemand se tuinier of wat ook al. Right? I know a guy who used to live in a neighborhood where there was a guy with this long flowing hair and he was just like blonde and gebou soos 'n spiertier. And they called him Fabio. Obviously, he didn't know that was his name.
But everyone in the neighborhood, oh, Fabio's taking the dogs for a walk again.
Yes.
Because you do. You get to know people who walk up and down your street. Mike Kenyoni.
Yeah.
I've got DJ House on my street.
Oh, you DJ House? Please DJ explain. Play Jane. Is that not your house?
It is sometimes my house, yes. Not my immediate neighbors. Mm. The neighbors next to them.
Yes.
Obviously have kids in their early teens. Mm. I would imagine between 12 and 14 or 15 years old. And they had a birthday party a couple of months back. En die musiek is hard, nee.
Oof.
En it's a rustige aand by die huis gewees, and the tunes were blaring. And I don't mind that.
Yes.
That's all good. I don't mind when people are bumping tunes in the neighborhood. I do it as well.
Mm.
But they went, Usher, Avicii, Usher, Avicii, Usher, Avicii, Usher, Avicii, for about 3 hours. Those are the only two artists. They didn't care how many of the songs they repeated. There were like four or five songs from each, and they just back-to-backed those two. It got to the point where I almost wanted to take my DJ decks and wander down the road and be like, hi, can I please come and play? Just so that I don't have to hear, wake me up into, you know.
Yeah!
I couldn't.
We got an anonymous message in already. My neighbor, we refer to her as Wif Macy. She's in and runs about 10, probably more WhatsApp groups, knows everything about everyone, and is constantly administering those groups. How does she do that and her day job that someone is actually paying her to do? I'm speechless. So you know what they say about charity, it starts at home, but she's so involved in other people's houses and homes that she's not even involved in her own place. Let's just say it's not going to sell quickly.
With Macy.
We want to know from you, is there a Wif Macy in jou straat, a Wif Seendalk? We want to know.
Have you got a neighbor saved on your phone? You've no idea what their name is, but you've written something in there like
yes.
Fabio. 0848500942. Ons van netwer.
Ugly Garden. What are the nicknames that you have given some of the people on your street? Even if you know their name, you just give them a different name because, yeah.
We've got neighbors, Eric says, so we call the Fight Club family. They're always arguing or fighting very loudly over who gets to use the shower first.
Genade. We've got a few of those. We've got like an MMAA Brandewijn one, like really, really cool. Then Machtel sent this one. I have a neighbor that snoops around your house if you are doing any DIY projects or any changes to your house. He caused the neighbors next door to us to have to redo their floors thanks to his footprints in the wet cement.
I'm sorry.
So?
I would drag you back to my house by your ear. Kom maak reg.
Nee. En ook een ding van mense byname gee, nê. Mense is erg kreatief. Hierdie een het vir my so laat lag.
Good afternoon, Robin Ross. It's Robbie here from Pretoria. We had a neighbor walking around with his spade all the time, pottering around in his garden. So he was aptly called Graafrenet. Have a good afternoon.
Not Graafrenet.
Graafrenet.
Marlene sent us a message. I don't think this is going to be topped. Net ons vroue in die neighborhood het vir hom hierdie naam gegee. Baie jare terug het ons 'n buurman gehad. Hy was Johan Chippendale.
I think Johan Chippendale and Fabio are giving off very similar energies. I don't think you're going to hear anything more wholesome than this one. From Eloise. Hi, Robin Roz. We have a tani kiwit in our estate. She frequently feeds the neighborhood lapwings and builds them little huts to protect their nests and the eggs from weather and gardeners. They come running when she parks her car and they eat from her hand.
Tani Kivit, that's so
tani
cute.
Tani Kivit, it's like a Dr. Doolittle in your own neighborhood. No,
love
I love
that.
It. I absolutely love it. We're chatting neighbors and the nicknames we give them. Hierdie is so 'n lekker geselsie. Asseblief laat weet ons in jou woonbuurt of in jou straat, het jy vir iemand 'n bynaam gegee en wat is dit? Hoekom? Ons wil weet. Stuur vir ons 'n WhatsApp en gesels saam.
We're talking about nicknames for your neighbors who you don't actually know, but you got to refer to them when you're skindering about them. Joanne says, ons het vir Tannie Liewe Heksie. She looks legit like Liewe Heksie. Yo, but she can party. She'll start on a Friday afternoon at lunchtime and go all the way through till Sunday. 3-4 o'clock in the morning, loud music. At 2 a.m., they'll start the karaoke.
Nia. And for me to say Nia as a lover of karaoke, you must know. So ons het all things spooky gedoen verlede week. Ons het na die ou raadsaal gegaan in Pretoria om te gaan spooke soek. Debbie doesn't need to do that.
Hi, Robin Ross. My husband calls our neighbor's wife Spook because she's always walking up and down, even at night time. We stay in a retirement village, so is that one day when she has passed on, her skeleton or ghost will still be walking up and down past our window.
Wow. I'm just trying to think. What would be my repetitive behavior that if I died, I would come back as a ghost and end up doing over and over again?
You would definitely come in here and try and do a radio show. Ghost FM. Rob Forbes. Babe sent this one in. In my old age home, one of the old girls in one of the residents of the home, we refer to as the 2IC. She loves to try and take over and take order in the complex. Another lady is referred to as the mayoress. Very, very, two verys, bossy. She must have been the head girl at school. Great show, Bev. Thanks so much, Bev.
In the old age home, we're still tuning the head girl.
Yeah. I love really worry.
Some things you'll never get left behind.
Dan is daar 'n ou oomie in Johan se straat wat dalk nie in die volgende Fast and the Furious fliek gaan wees nie.
Hi, Robin Rose. It's me again. So, years and years ago, we had an old guy in our small little Free State town. And he used to drive at the blistering speed of about 20 kilometers an hour if he's really in a hurry. So we called him Oom Slakkie. Hi, Robin.
I limit for Oom Slakkie Bell. I think Vin Diesel is looking for a new cast member for Fast and the Furious 17.
I'll leave you with one more from Richard before we wrap this up. Guys, I stayed in the complex. A new neighbor moved in. We just used to refer to him as Frikkie, only to find out his real name is Frikkie.
Stop!
Listen, thank you so much for all the messages. I love that this is such a universal thing. We all have names for our neighbors who we don't know.
Yeah, and if they are nice, you can play them this song.